I don't know if you've ever tried to evict someone from your property. It's happened to me. You have to then ask yourself the question, okay, someone hasn't paid, they owe me 30,000, they owe me 40,000. If they stay for another 2 or 3 months, you know, I'm really, really making one heck of a loss here. As a matter of fact, from day one, you're making a bit of a loss, when tenants do not pay. And the perception is that, no, it's normally those people, lower middle class people who don't pay. That is not what's bear out in some of the stats. As a matter of fact, Michelle Dickens will tell you what they've done at TPN just looking at those particular numbers. But I'm looking for your stories this morning on 021-446-0567. People who did not pay their rental, their monthly rental, and how that impacted on you. And how did you get them out? Some people say you need to go to the courts to do it. Others are saying, well, you know what you should do is maybe just not pay your rates and taxes to the city. Don't pay it, and eventually the city would have to cut your water and electricity. I mean, is that even legal? But let's look at an overview. And the reason I've got Michelle Dickens on, I saw some of what she had to say on Carte Blanche, and I thought, let's actually expand on that on this particular show. Michelle Dickens, Managing Director at TPN, Tenant Profile Network. Good having you on the show this morning.
Hi, Kino. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Great to be with you. Now, so let's talk about and talk specifically about how rife non-payment is based on the data that you've got at your disposal.
So, Kino, maybe I should set some context.
Yes,
for you.
Please do.
So what we do is we collect data on about 1 million active tenants every month on how they pay their rent.
Yeah.
And we split that into tenants who are partially paid, not paid, and paid up by the end of the month, whether that's on time or paid late.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges that we're seeing is definitely a shift from an on-time payment into more of a late payment behavior. So there's been a significant shift there. But more importantly, there's been a further decline in tenants that are in default, either partial paid or not paid. And that's been a slow deterioration over the last 4 or 5 years, from 86%
wow.
in tenants in good standing down to 82% of tenants in good standing. To kind of put some further context into that, effectively 8.69, nearly 9% of tenants are on what we call technical default. And that means they're 3+ months in arrears on their rent. They're still in the property and they're 3 or more months in arrears. And that number is growing.
Wow.
And to make it even more concerning for landlords is that effectively 25%, 1 in 4 tenants will fall into arrears in their first 4 months.
What? A quarter of tenants will fall into arrears.
That
is astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. And then I would imagine then people are saying, well, hold on. Depending where the apartment is, instead of having to put up with a body inside one of my properties, maybe I'll just do an Airbnb. At least they have to get in, have to get out.
So that's a fascinating story about the Western Cape in particular. And if I can just take one step back from
sure.
a Western Cape perspective, our tenants there are only 2% in the did not pay category. So nationally at 6% on a quarterly basis, Western Cape it only sits at 2%. So the
okay.
Western Cape are by far the best performing tenants, and they also achieve really good rentals. But when you put that in context to the market value, the yields are not so fabulous because, of course, you've had massive house price growth as well. But getting back to the Airbnb story, what we were seeing escalations to the tune of 15%, some rental escalations ranging at around about 15% 18 months ago. And that was driven by the strong semigration down into the Western Cape. Then into the drought and into the much less tourism that came down last year, December. And all those Airbnb houses were taken out of short-term let and put back onto long-term let. The result there was that we had an oversupply of long-term properties in the Western Cape market, and that resulted in a declining trend on the escalations, which have dropped down to 6%, and a massive increase in vacancies from 4% to 8%. So it's you can't look at any one aspect of your property rental in isolation. It's about what is my risk of vacancy, what is my risk of delinquency, what is my risk of Airbnb versus long-term let versus short-term let.
Yeah, I think the Airbnb model, obviously, and yes, if one looks at what happened with the drought, you didn't have as many people, and I think you know the numbers only picked up as of October again, late September, October, people started wanting Airbnbs again. But long-term, damage to the property and all the other factors you need to take into account as well, you know, such as the ones that you've mentioned, you know, technical defaults, people, you know, a quarter of people not paying in the first month. It just seems like a lot more work to have someone in long term in your apartment.
So I think the work must be done up front. The work is done in prevention is better than cure. The placement of a quality tenant. Rather you take your time and wait for a quality tenant. And a quality tenant is not just about what their credit profile looks like. It's what their affordability looks like as well. So holding out for a quality tenant rather than placing a delinquent. I'll give you another example. In our below 3,000 rand market, our more affordable area of the market, these are where our most challenging tenants are. In fact, 13% of those are in the did not pay category. So they are the more challenging. The result there has been our vacancy rates are up to 12.3%.
Wow.
And that's a good explanation of landlords who would rather have a vacant property than place a delinquent tenant because, of course, legal costs and your court process is a lengthy process and a costly process while you're not getting paid by your tenant through that process.
Some people, like I was saying earlier, some people are saying, though, well, but if I don't pay my rates because I'm not getting my money, the city will then cut water and electricity.
So the city is allowed to cut water and electricity, not for non-payment of rent rates, but for non-payment of water and electricity.
Yes.
Of course, a landlord can't go in and disconnect on their own, but the city is entitled to do so for non-payment.
Yeah, but I mean, if you as the landlord have to pay the city, right, water and electricity, and you're not getting your money in from the rental and you have no money to pay them, and you go into default as the landlord, that electricity and water would be cut legally.
Absolutely, 100%. My suggestion, Kino, is that, and I can give you countless stories of some of our landlords who have, I can tell you a story of a 70-year-old pensioner who spent the weekend behind bars because she tried to do a DIY on her own evictions without getting a court order. And that's spoliation. She literally spent the weekend behind bars. I can tell you a story of my one landlord who decided to disconnect electricity on her own and ended up in ICU, and she took down the electricity of the entire complex and electrocuted herself. So it's frustrating. It's emotive. Landlords are under pressure themselves to pay their bonds, to pay their rates and taxes, etc. But from our perspective, really the only legal course of action is to get an attorney involved as quickly as possible,
or not pay water and electricity because it's not illegal for the city to cut it.
Absolutely, which you can do in a home, but not necessarily in a sectional title. Because sectional title, you've
all
got one feed coming in,
And just a quick one, because we have to wrap. It's been a lovely discussion, Michelle. Even people in the upper end don't pay as well. So just because you're saying yes, 3,000 plus or 3,000 and below, there's quite a high delinquency rate there. But you've also found that people with money don't pay.
Yeah, so the two delinquent tenant ranges are the below 3,000 and the above 25,000 rand plus rentals. The best performing tenants are between the 3,000 and the 7,000 rand range.
Ah, well, there you go. Michelle Dickens, thank you for your time. MD of TPN, Tenant Profile Network. It is 17.